This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
What is TWS podcast episode, whatever? Who cares at this point?
Bar.
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Red Dye. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like the Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
You ain't ready. I ain't ready. Fuck it, though. It's what we do. Welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy J-Dot Flam, representing the White Pan Society. And I must thank you again, as always, first and foremost, for taking whatever time out of your day to come chill, have a conversation with me, as one-sided as it may be. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and I do greatly appreciate that. I must acknowledge that. So thank you. This is going to be one of those episodes. I don't know. It's been a week. It's been a day. And I'm going to make a podcast. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do today. What interesting has happened this week? No run-ins on East 5th. Luckily, I did, I took my walks, my 3-mile smoothie walks during lunch and just stayed out of trouble this time. I had no problems with nobody. Kept my head down and just got my smoothies and kept it moving. So nothing to report on that end. My heart goes out to, the families and, the people that were involved in I think we had shootings in Milwaukee and we had the one in Buffalo. It's always sad to hear. I wish I had the answers on how we, prevent or eliminate these things, but I don't. But it's tough. It's tough, and wish it didn't happen. You hate to keep. I don't even know what to say because you don't want to keep saying like thoughts and prayers and condolences, and my heart goes out to you because it feels so empty. But I definitely do. My condolences to the family. Positive vibes, prayers, and thoughts going your way. But we got to find something more than that at some point. I don't know. Let me try to spin that. What else? we had some good music this week. Of course, Kendrick dropped his album on, was that Friday? Yeah, it was Friday. Yeah. He dropped his album on Friday. And, was it Friday? Yes, it was Friday. Yeah, because I listened to it on Friday. Okay. I listened to it on the train ride into work. Shouts to me. This Friday was the first day in, I don't know, quite some time where I didn't spend any money other than like gas money on my commute. I worked downtown and what it has been for me, I only work in the office 2 days a week. So, I feel like it was okay that I did this. But what it has been for me is I've been Ubering from my apartment to work downtown. On the days that I go in, and that can be, a $20-$30 trip. And then if I'm lazy in the afternoon and don't want a public transportation my way back home, that's double that. And that's a lot of the reasons why I decided to buy the car, even though I didn't have a license. It was like, I'm gonna push myself financially. I'm gonna get myself in a financial situation that the only way out of is to learn to drive this car and do it confidently. So that was the rationale behind it. I think in April I spent like $700 Ubering, and I can have a nice car for $700. So that was the thing. Friday was the first time I drove. I didn't drive downtown, but I work for the transit authority here, so I ride the trains and stuff free. So I drove myself to the train station, hopped on the train, rode in to work, and did the same coming back home. I even made a stop at Target, which kind of negated all the savings because whenever I go into Target, bad things happen. And it was another one of them times I'm like, man, I don't even want to see the total. Just take my card, do what you got to do. Just don't talk. Let me be surprised later on this month when I find out what I spent. I just don't want to think about it today. But they never listen and they always show me. And so I was depressed. But that was the good, that was a good thing that Friday. Another good thing was the album. I am, what is it? Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. Interesting title. I like the album. I'm seeing like that it's like dividing us on these, I don't know if it's generational levels or what, but it's like, I guess you got like the hip hop people that are like praising it. And then, I don't know. I hate this term mid. Like, please stop calling everything mid. Like, that's irritating to me. But, no, do what you want. Just know I'm irritated. You know, there's just people that think this, you know, that it's not a bad album, but it was like probably the worst of his albums. I mean, I guess I can understand both perspectives of why you would see it that way. I think, you know, as a person who tried his hand in music and, you know, tried to be a rapper and all that kind of stuff, and still do, when I listen to good rappers do what they do, you know, I feel that need to like be creative and do something artistic. And, you know, and at 40, you know, it's like, what is a 40-year-old rap about? And an album like hip hop grew up, and we could talk about other things. We could talk about our issues with our fathers, and we could talk about, our issues with relationships and trust problems and dealing with, you know, relatives and, you know, and their identity things and being able to still love and accept them, or dealing with, you know, watching them go through the stress and strain of not being loved and accepted. Like, there's a lot of adult stuff to talk about other than like how much money I got, you know, my women, how much weight I'm moving, the niggas I'ma kill, like, you know. And I'm not trying to, that seems like generalizing or stereotyping rap, which I don't ever want to do, because I understand the beautifully diverse world it is. But like, I get the feeling that the people who not feeling the album maybe just, you know, they can't relate to it in that way. It's not what they were expecting. It subverted their expectations of what they wanted out of a Kendrick Lamar album. And for some of us, it's refreshing to get an album that with songs that we can, with lyrics that we can recite that speak directly to us, not like some power fantasy that we're having about if I was this rich or if I was this guy in the streets or whatever. This is like, yeah, I had that same issue with my dad, or yeah, I had that same issue, you know, with my girl or whatever, you know. And it's artistically done, and it's one of our better lyricists in the world. It's a good album to me, so I'm enjoying it. It's a lot of songs. It challenges the current age. What am I looking for? What's the word I'm looking for? The attention span. Like, it's a lot of music. And I think when you do like having many songs, yeah, I want 18 is the number that's coming to mind. But don't quote me on that. They not all gonna be bangers, and they not even all gonna be your favorites. Like, you definitely gonna have some standouts and some low points. And I just think overall, like, it's music I appreciate listening to, even if it's not like music I want to put on and have a good time to. It's music I appreciate listening to, and there's a moment for almost every one of those songs that's gonna be pertinent. So, shouts to Kendrick Lamar. And I think he did make a trip to Austin. I heard he was in Austin at one of the album release parties. So, appreciate you. I didn't know where it was. I wasn't there. Not that you was looking, but I just, you know, wanted to give you my excuse. Yeah, we had that happen. Let's do the Chef Elise report. Not a whole lot to report, but we'll do it.
Out of Pepe.
Yeah, you know, it was a quiet week. We had the sick week last week where dad got a chance to, you know, like, be dad and like nurse my daughter back to health. And that was such a thing for me. Like, that was like, it was difficult in the moment because, you know, it's not something I'm accustomed to doing or used to doing. I haven't really had to have her by myself while she was sick before. And so, you know, there was the worry that I was going to make a mistake or not do something the right way or whatever. But we made it through. We made it through, and I was very proud of that. I don't know if I discussed in that episode, but the other like poignant moment from that weekend was her like sitting there watching a playoff game with me. Like, she sat and watched an entire basketball game with me and was I won't say she was into it, but she was definitely following it. You know, we picked teams. I went with the Warriors. She went with the Grizzlies. And then, you know, partway through, she looked at the score and decided she wanted to switch sides, which I'm not proud of. We got to work on that. You got to loyalty, commitment. You know, these are important things. But it was just dope that she wanted to spend that time with dad and do something that really wasn't her thing. But she wanted to do whatever dad's thing was at the time. And we got to do that. And then I think I told you guys that she's starting to get into the tea thing. Like, she requests that we sit down and have tea. And we had talked about, you know, after she started feeling better, we had talked about like tea sets, and we had even started looking at tea sets, you know, online to purchase. And then I talked to my mom on Mother's Day, and, you know, as of just being a mom and being a person who loves, I think she likes to shop. She likes to take care of people, and she likes to give gifts. I'm the same way. And but yeah, she in this week I've had two tea sets delivered, a box of tea, a special for me and Elise that my mom sent, and then, so, you know, some additional accessories. It's been like three or four deliveries of like tea related things for kids that my mom has sent in just this week, like just that fast. And then I'm a horrible like gift giver, even though these are not my gifts. It's like I have them, and I want, you know, I want it to be a good moment to give it to her. I want, you know, and we have something planned next week. We're going to a water park, and then after that, I'm gonna be out of town, and so there's no good time to do it where we're actually gonna be able to sit down and use the stuff. But it's like, it's killing me that she doesn't know that I got these tea sets. Like, we just talked about it, and I want her to know, like, look, sweet pea. And one of them is porcelain, pink polka dot. It's so, like, it's so up her alley. Like, she loves everything pink. And she's going to love it. And I know she's going to love it. And I just want to give it to her so bad. But I want us to be able to sit down and have a tea party when I give it to her. I never thought, This is what kids do to you. You couldn't have told me at any point in my life I would be this excited about having a tea party. But I'm fucking excited. Super excited. You can't see the happy face, but I got the happy face right on, because I can't wait to have a tea party with my little girl. With this pink porcelain tea set and these little tea bags with cherry stems on it. It's fucking adorable. But that's the Chef Elise report. I got tea sets for her. I can't wait to give them to her. But it's probably going to be like a month. It's going to hurt before I can give it to her.
Out of Pepe.
Speaking of Chef Elise, I don't know how I'm going to segue this. She's the reason I'm a father. And today I got to have a really dope experience. Tiana of the Unpacked Energy podcast had put, you know, some posts out looking for dads. To, you know, share some of their like fatherhood stories on her show. And it was really one of those, like, for me, it was one of those like yes men moments, like, because I'm not a social person, which doesn't make sense being a podcaster, but I'm not a social person. I really don't like to talk. It gives me anxiety. It's not that I don't like to talk, like I dislike you so much I don't want to speak to you. It's I get a lot of social anxiety when it comes to like having to communicate with people and that kind of thing. And so, you know, I saw the post and I saw, man, this is definitely a topic that I could speak on, but it's, you know, it's out of my comfort zone to be like, yeah, you know, like, and, you know, and do that whole networking and collab thing. But it's like, man, you know what? Don't put the cart before the horse. Stop worrying about all of that right now. It's just saying, yeah, I'd be interested. And then it was like, okay, yeah. Let's do the pre-interview conversation and let's talk about it. Make sure we're on the same page. And then it was like, okay, yeah, let's actually schedule the recording. And then today it was like, yeah, let's record it. And it was a great interview. I had a great time doing it. Really looking forward to that coming out. She's from the area. And it's like, I listened to her podcast, you know, before we had the pre-meeting sort of thing. And I could hear the accent. And I was like, man, I think she's from the area, but I don't want to. I don't know what I thought. Like, if you, I know if you ask a woman her age, that's fucked up. But I didn't know. I don't know what I thought, like, what the negative result was going to be if I thought she was from someplace that she wasn't. Like, but I was like, nah, I don't want to be wrong. So I ain't going to say nothing. But yeah, it turns out she's from the area. So I got to connect with somebody, another fellow podcaster, which is always dope. And then somebody from the area. And then it turns out we're going to be at the Pod Festival at the same time. And we might be back in D.C. around the same time. So, you know, just funny how the universe works when you just open yourself up to stuff. Like, just say yes. Just take the trip. Jump out there. See what happens. And hopefully some more of that kind of stuff is going to happen for me. Cause I'm definitely jumping out there going to this festival because it's not Wusa. Wusa. I gotta be in public and be seen. And like, not like I don't know why I'm worried about being seen, like somebody looking for me or looking at me. But I just, you have no idea. Maybe you do. But it's work. It's work for me to just be around people and talk to people. Tip for restaurants. If you own a restaurant, if you own a franchise, a chain, have online ordering. If I got to talk to somebody to place an order with you, you don't want my business. You're losing money. You know? But if you make it so that I can just press some buttons and it show up on my doorstep, you move to the top of my list. But that's the level of social anxiety I have. If I got to talk to someone to get a service, even if it's a service I desperately need, I might just pass on it. Anyway. But yeah, had doing that interview today, and you know, and she had some interesting questions for me, and it was just fun. So I don't know. I've done it twice before where I've interviewed myself, just asked myself some questions. And I figured I'd do it again. So we do, you know, the questions part three. That's what I'm going to do. I wish I had some theme music or something for it, but I don't. I want to press a button so bad to say, let's do it.
We're going streaking!
All right, no, we're not going streaking, but we're going to call that the intro to questions. I'm going to do like five. We got maybe 10 minutes left. Do like five and see where we go with this. So let's go. Going into my magic question box. Question number one. Which book dramatically influenced your life? Oh, man, that's a sucky question. Because I don't read. I'm trying to think of the last book that I read. I'm reading, what is it? What You Think of Me Is None of My Business, which is impactful to me. I can't say it's a book that dramatically changed my life because I haven't finished it yet and it hasn't had enough time to have an effect on my life. But the title alone, I think, has initiated some sort of change. Like, just that idea, What You Think of Me Is None of My Business. So let me get it out of my head and not let it be a concern of mine. Beyond that, man, to tell you the last book that I finished, if you really want to know the last book that I finished, it was either Warm Bodies or World War Z, something zombie related. And neither of those dramatically impacted my life or influenced my life. So I don't know. That's not an answer to the question, but that's what you're getting. We're going to move on to question number two. I'm pulling these randomly. I don't know what they are. Question number two. How do you define success? All right. Slightly better question. Difficult to have fun with that one. Success for me right now is, I don't know. I've gotten to a space where I've kind of gotten away from, I think a lot of my definition was of success came from how people viewed me. So it would have been being viewed a certain sort of way, you know, that being seen as a good dad or being seen as a success or being, you know, I don't know, being looked up to or revered or something like that. And kind of out of that. I've making that transition between, you know, giving importance to reputation versus character. Like, I'm not so much concerned with who you think I am. Or I'm trying to get away from being concerned with who you think I am and being more concerned with who I actually am, you know, who I know myself to be. And so success would be somewhere in there. Yeah, there are things that I'm doing right now that are because I want to feel better about me. So the driving, you know, getting past the fear, being completely self-sufficient. I think that's the last step in that. You know, being able to get up and go wherever I want to go when I want to go, without, you know, barriers to that. Trying to get in shape. So I, there are a few more things about myself that I'm working on improving. And I think once I improve those things and I like me fully, like there's, you know, that's going to be success, you know, money and all that stuff. I always want to be a good dad. But I think this is a part of it, you know, me being the best version of me I can be, and will enable me to be a better dad. So, yeah, I'm gonna go with that. I need some, give me something I can make a joke about. Question number three. These are stuck together. All right. What's your favorite song to play in the car? This was a good one. All right. So, because I sent this to my homie Chad the other day. Shouts out to Chad. We just went to dinner last night for his birthday. He took us all to this expensive ass steakhouse. We have a tradition, you know. It's a couple of us that lived in the sober home together, and we just like that forms a certain sort of bond. And especially if you want to go hang out with some people the way you know, like drinking and all that shit is not going to be an issue. Hang out with some sober folks. So for our birthdays, we typically take, you know, the birthday boy or girl out to dinner, and you know, and then they don't pay. You know, everybody else pays for their meal, and we like to hit, you know, nice places. Just because it's your birthday, and if we're going to do it, you know, we might as well do it big. But Chad has, you know, he hit the most expensive one so far. We went to a Vince Young steakhouse down here, and then, like, he wanted the most expensive steak on the menu, which I get. If you're going to go there, none of us have been there before. If you're going to go there, you might as well, you know, go there and do it. If you're going to do it, might as well do it big. So, and if he got the most expensive steak, well, then I had to get the most expensive steak. And even the vegan that was with us got the most expensive steak. And we all got dessert. And I mean, that bill put a pause in me, though. Like, they, you know, that bill came to the table and it was like, huh, what? Say again? How much? Is gratuity already in it? No, it is not. Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Wow. All right. Like, when you have a bill where, like, the gratuity is more than some of your other restaurant bills have been, like, it was a moment. But it was good food. And shout out to whoever does the music at Vince Young Steakhouse, because they didn't miss last night. It was just hit after hit after hit. It was Stevie Wonder, Jackson 5. It was dope. It was very dope. I'm not sure if anybody else in that restaurant appreciated what she was doing, but I did. And I need you to know that. But back to that, just to all of that. I had, since Chad knows, like, I'm having extreme anxiety over this driving. And one of the things he said to me that's helped with that is, again, like, you know, not caring about what the other drivers on the road are thinking. I think that was, like, heavy in my mind. Like, I don't want everybody to know I don't know what I'm doing. So I'm trying to look like I know what I'm doing. And it's like, man, fuck them. Just be safe, you know. Do what you got to do. So, to make a long story longer, I sent him the other day my new driving theme music, which is a Chance the Rapper song, I Might Need Security. And it's got a sped up sample of Jamie Foxx from that special, I Might Need Security, the whole, when he's singing, like, the fuck you thing. And so that's what I listen to. I'm going to probably drop a little clip of it in here so y'all know, like, how I'm vibing when I'm on the road. But yeah, that is my favorite song to play in the car currently. We took my car to the steakhouse last night, which was another dope experience. Nobody has ever said in my 40 years of life, we're gonna take Jared's car tonight. So that was the first. And when they got in the car, I'm trying to defeat the anxieties. I had like classical music queued up. So I think like Adagio and Strings came on, and that didn't help my whole the whole whitest black person they know thing. But fuck them. It was cool. That's my song. I'll play it tomorrow. Next question. Last question. All right. Which is more important, intelligence or common sense? I'm going to go with common sense. I don't think I'm a very intelligent person. I view intelligence as like book knowledge. You know, what you've learned and things like that. And I've never been that kind of person. Like, I have a high aptitude, and I would associate that more with common sense. You know, I can use what I don't know. I can use what I know to figure out what I don't know. I don't study well. I'm not studious. I'm not any of those things. But I recognize patterns. I learn quickly, and I'm able to use what I know to figure out what I don't know. And yeah, I think, you know, just that common sense, that ability to think your way out of a situation, even if you don't have all the information, you haven't been exposed to all the information, you're not familiar with certain things, that to me is common sense. And that is far more valuable, and it is far rarer in this world. There's a lot of people who know a lot and dumb as bricks. And that's a problem. And a lot of them. Nope, I'm not going to do that. I was about to say something that was political. I'm not going to do that. Not at all. So that's five. That was five questions, right? I think it was five questions. Let's do one more since I'm looking at the clock. I still got some time. If you could donate $1 million to charity, which would you choose? God damn, that's. I feel like there's no way to not look like an asshole with that one. Because you can only choose one. There's so many causes. Is there like a general fund? Like, wasn't that George Costanza's thing? Like, is there like a general fund that just does everything? Can I donate $1 million to that? Obviously, substance abuse is near and dear to my heart. I don't know, maybe Oxford House, because they definitely, I guess I would go with Oxford House. If I could donate $1 million, it would be to Oxford House, the sober living organization. Cause that really, you know, rehab was important. The meetings and 12-step programs have been important, but I don't think anything so far has as significantly impacted my life as, you know, Oxford House and having that opportunity to live in that sober home. I really came out of rehab, you know, homeless, no job, didn't know where I was going to go, didn't know what I was going to do. And, you know, in the span of, you know, an hour, like a quick 30, 40 minute conversation with some guys, I went from homeless to having a place to stay, and then having, you know, 7, 8, 9 guys around me who was going through the same thing that I was going through, that I could relate to. And then now I have like lifetime friends that are also going through the same things that I go through. So I don't go out places. I have to have a conversation about, oh, you still not drinking? Or you not, you know, blah, 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 blah. People that know, you know, and people that may reach out to you for help, which is, you know, for people in my situation, it's just as important to have people who need your help as it is, you know, to have people around to help you for me. And man, Oxford gave me all of that. It taught me how to, you know, do chores and maintain a house, because I was a very immature kind of person then. I wasn't that into that stuff. And I got brothers, and it made me a leader. I think I was always a leader, but it put me in some positions to do those kinds of things and to be impactful and to give back and be of service. So, yeah, you know, not to get too, teary-eyed, but if I had to, if you put a gun to my head and was like, you got to give $1 million to somebody, and there only be one somebody, and there is no general fund, I'm going to go with Oxford House Incorporated. I don't know if that counts as a charity, but I chose it, so I guess it does. And with that being said, that's about all I got. Appreciate y'all. this is another episode of The Questions Part 3. Let's do a calls to actions. I went out to dinner with the homie, Zaya Fitness. Sorry, my mind is everywhere right now, but Zaya Fitness. So check him out, livealphafitness.com. He can get you right with your fitness and nutrition goals. Great dude, good friend, but he's definitely an expert. He's definitely intelligent and has a lot of common sense when it comes to health and nutrition. So hit him up, livealphafitness, livalphafitness.com. Zaya Fitness, my homie. And then as always, I got merch. Hit up whatistws.com. Check out the store. Coupon code algorithm, ALGORITHM, will get you 20% off your entire order. for the summer of the algorithm. It's going to run for a while, but buy now. Hurry up and buy. That's a bad joke. But yeah, check out the store. I got a lot of dope merch in there. I got the definition shirts. You can go gain some definition. Always the for the algorithm stuff. Just as logo things. I think all the stuff is dope. I just made swim trunks, and I had me a set delivered. So I'm going to a water park next week with my little girl with my what is TWS swim trunks on. Couldn't be more excited. But you can get yours, and you can get yours 20% off coupon code algorithm, whatistws.com. And with that being said, appreciate y'all. You know, hope you had a great week. Hope you continue to have a great month, mental health awareness month. Keep rocking with me. If you like what you heard here today, you know, leave a review, subscribe. If you don't like what you heard today, leave a review. Maybe not subscribe. That's up to you. You can keep doing that if you want to. It's all good. I appreciate it all. But until we speak again, be safe, be the light, be easy. And know this, if you know nothing else, I love you. Holla.